1039 and MyPigRadio.com. We just heard from the birthday boys there back to back. Ty Herndon is having a birthday today, and Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin brothers. That's all the gold in California. So happy birthday to those two guys. It is the morning show, John and Friends, brought to you by Millway Federal Credit Union. They're stronger and they're smarter and they're sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution choice, and they are your friends. We'll check the rainy weather forecast out from the staff meteorologist in just a moment. But it's time to introduce our friend, our guest from the community for today, and it is David Guest with the Texarkana Rhinos baseball team. That's that new baseball team that's going to be playing in Texarkana this summer, and we're going to find out all about the team, who's going to be playing on it, kind of what they are all about, how you can get involved, and all the fun activities are going to go on. But David, first, it's great to have you in the studio.
No, of course. Thank you so much for having me. Good morning, everyone.
Absolutely. He's got on his Rhinos gear, and I like it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I hope to have everyone in Texarkana in some Rhinos gear here soon.
That would be great. Before we talk about the team, of course, the first time on, we call them newbies when they're first on, but he's not a newbie to radio, I found out. But David, we got to find out a little bit about you. Where did you grow up?
Yeah, so born and raised just outside of the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Grew up in New Jersey, on the Jersey side, and just an unwavering love for the game of baseball that has led me here to Texarkana. That's one thing that stayed constant in my life is the love for the game of baseball.
You grew up a Phillies fan?
I grew up a Phillies fan.
How about the Eagles?
Grew up an Eagles fan.
Well, I've got a good friend, a dear friend that I've known for a long time that moved from Philadelphia and has lived in Texarkana for the last 20-something years. Huge Eagles fan, and he likes the Phillies too. But yeah, Philadelphia, I know a lot of people down here go, oh, no, because the Cowboys and things like that.
Yeah,
but it's okay. It's okay. Calm down out there. Okay, now you told me recently you worked in radio. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I did. I went to school. I did my undergraduate in sports broadcasting. Mm-hmm. So both in college, I worked radio for a few years, and part-time, I worked for ESPN Radio the past couple of years in El Paso, Texas. Uh-huh. So covered high school football. I covered University of Texas, El Paso, New Mexico State University. Side gig, was in international marketing full-time. Also did a little bit of work with the El Paso Chihuahuas, the AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres.
All right.
But loved my time in radio. It was a lifelong dream to work for ESPN, and I did for a couple years for ESPN Radio.
That's very cool. And you said lifelong passion for baseball. Baseball's great sport. So how did you get involved with the Texarkana Rhinos? That leads us to the Texarkana Rhinos. How'd you get involved with them?
Well, it had become a dream that I wanted to be the general manager of a professional sports franchise. Mm-hmm. Was studying it, and I had an opportunity to come out here. It was I had gotten in touch with one of the owners of the league, and I got an opportunity. Came out here to Texarkana, and from then I've been able to lead the charge here, and I'm just blessed to be able to represent this team and be able to set the tone, set the standard, and we're going to set a great one here, winning culture and a fun culture, because that's what we're all about. The Texarkana Rhinos, where baseball is tons of fun.
That's what we want. Fun and baseball kind of goes together, and it makes the baseball game a lot better when we're having a lot of fun. Now, tell us, before we get into the specifics about, you know, things that are going to be going on at the ballpark, tell us a little bit about the players. What kind of players are we talking about here, so people can focus in and figure out, okay, what age group, what are we talking about?
Yeah, so the Mid-America League, this is it's our inaugural season. Mm-hmm. We are the first league to offer a hybrid roster of top college players in the nation and other professional players that have exhausted their college eligibility, are working up minor league, are working their way up into the Major League Baseball system. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to get on to AA teams, AAA teams, also college players that are looking to get drafted in the MLB draft.
Right.
So there's two driving factors of our league. Major League Baseball is going through a significant reduction. They cut their draft from 50 rounds down to 20. Their affiliated franchises from 160 down to 120. College athletics has something called the NIL.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Mid-America yeah. League has something called the NIL,
uh-huh.
where the first baseball league to offer NIL contracts.
Cool.
So we are going to be bringing in top college players in the nation uh-huh. from all over the United States. Now, there will be guys that make up our roster that are local from the Arkla Tech region.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's going to be an extremely high level of baseball, on this. We're bringing that to Texarkana. Number one thing for us uh-huh. is entertainment.
Oh yeah.
But, yeah, going to be an extremely high level of baseball for those, avid baseball fans, but you could be an Avonwatt, a casual one, or not one at all, and you're going to have a great time at the Texarkana Rhinos games.
All right, they're going to have a lot of fun, and obviously they're going to be very talented as well. So we're going to take a break, play a few commercials, more of the best in most country, and then we'll get back and talk more with David Guest, Texarkana Rhinos. Find out more about the club. That's Garth in the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. It's on the pig. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news several times this morning, so we're going to spend our time talking with our friend, our guest from the community, David Guest, Texarkana Rhinos, the Mid-America League, the new baseball team that's coming to Texarkana this summer. And we found out a little bit about the makeup of the team during the last segment. All right, tell us, now you're going to be playing out at the Dobson Field at Spring Lake Park. And that's a nice field. They're going to be doing some renovations in the future soon, but it's still a nice field. And looking forward to the league starting. When are you going to have your first games and things like that?
Yeah, so Texarkana, we are 29 days away.
29 and counting.
From opening day. So right. Full force support. We just encourage everyone to pack the stands for opening night. Going to be extremely special for this community. It's going to be a fireworks night.
Cool.
So Memorial Day weekend, your place to be is at George Dobson Field. And those renovations are actually going on now.
Good.
We got a brand new scoreboard out in mm-hmm. the outfield. There will be seating that will have seat backs, mm-hmm. armrests, in the seating sections, shaded
that.
Areas
yeah.
to combat the heat. Of course,
yeah.
all of our games start at 7:05
okay.
p.m. You never have to question when a Texarkana Rhinos game is this summer.
7:05.
7:05. We're off on Mondays. May 31st is our first game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a homestand, actually, that goes through May 31st to June 2nd. As I mentioned, we're off on Mondays.
Uh-huh.
We're also here June 4th and June 5th. So that is right around the corner.
Now, was I right in hearing that it's about 34 or something like that games home and then about 34 away? Is that close to right?
Yeah. It's 30 home games.
Okay.
We're going to have 38 away.
Okay. All right. So about 30 home games and 38 away. So you'll be able to see them throughout the summertime. What about ticket sales? Because you need to sell tickets. Is that already ongoing?
Yes. You can go to GoRhinosGo.com. That's
right.
Going to be our website. Season tickets are on sale right now. You can go to that website. You can also contact me, David@BaseballTexarkana.com. Actually, it's now David@GoRhinosGo.com. Just switched over. Head to our website, and you can get those tickets now through a secure link. That is biggest thing. Those are on sale. We ask you to significant savings in doing that.
Yeah, if you purchase season tickets, you're going to save over just showing up at the ballpark on the night of. So that if you're into baseball or like you said into entertainment, your best bet money wise is to get the season
tickets. Get the season tickets. It really breaks down to about $11 per game. So easy on your wallet. Going to be really easy on your summer out there at George Dobson Field. It's we're going to create a paradise out there that really unwind, and it's an experience from the second you walk in the gates to the second you leave.
Well, that's kind of, that's part of it. And I know you know firsthand, it's kind of like sports and the entertainment that goes along with it. It's kind of escapism to get away from the drudgery of life. We all know, we're going, we had a hard day at work, or, grocery prices are killing me, or I'm just not having a great day. It's escapism to come out there, and for a couple of hours, you can just put all that behind you and be entertained and have a great time.
Absolutely. I mean, there's golf and then there's baseball, at least for me, and I'm sure others can share that. We have our beer and wine garden, so if that's where you want to head, that'll be available when you come in the gates. Popcorn, Cracker Jacks, soda pop, we got all that for you. So whatever your unwind is, it's available with the Texarkana Rhinos at George Dobson Field this summer.
And I know that, you know, minor league baseball like this is known for the fun things, the fun entertainment, the family entertainment, fun things that go on between the innings and things like that.
Exactly. We're going to treat our games like the Super Bowl. Go use the restroom during the game because you're not going to want to miss our between inning promos. Yeah. Because you're really not.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a very fun part of it. So it's something that the kids and even the adults are going to love. And I know that that some people get to get out there and kind of get their hands in wet or busy or whatever you're doing at the time. It could be water related sometimes, or it's just a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I traveled to minor league ball games with my dad as a kid, and that's what really got me into it. Major League Baseball has its own thing, but we're going to create our own thing here in Texarkana. And the city of Detroit had an opportunity to showcase themselves at the NFL draft this past weekend.
Right.
Texarkana's got an opportunity to showcase ourselves, so I encourage people to support Texarkana's team, because this is something that we can all get behind together. It's the fire we can surround and warm our hands with, and really puff our chests out and show the world what Texarkana is all about. That platform is the Mid-America League.
All right, we'll talk more with David Guest and the Texarkana Rhinos. More of the best in most country continues on The Pig. Keith Urban, The Better Life on The Pig at 103.9 and mypigradio.com. We'll check the forecast, the rainy forecast, out in just a couple of minutes, and it looks unsettled through the weekend, but then dry and warm, maybe the warmest temperatures of the season probably next week, and that's pretty typical as we get into May, but we'll check that out in a minute. We're continuing to talk with David Guest, Texarkana Rhinos, Mid-America League, the new baseball team that's coming to Texarkana. They're already here, and players are going to be coming in, and they're going to start playing around the Memorial Day time frame and throughout the summer. And you can see them play at George Dobson Field at Spring Lake Park. They're already doing some renovations out there. And it's all going to be, as we've been talking about the atmosphere of the game. It's going to be one. It's so family-oriented that the kids and the kids alike are going to have a great time. And really, that's what it's all about. Summertime, baseball, fun, having a great time. School's not going on. Everybody wants to have something to do. Here you got something to do. Right there.
You're going to have something to do all summer long. As I mentioned, 30 home games throughout the months of, of course, the last day of May, the months of June, July, and early August.
Now you're going to be the guy, the MC on the field there for all the activities that are going on between innings.
I will be. That's going to be part of what makes our game so fun. I will be the probably the first face you see when you're coming in, the last face on your way out, and making the game lots of fun between innings and during. You will leave our games entertained. You will leave our games with a smile on your face. You might not know what the score of the game was, but that's a testament to leaving you with a smile on your face and a great memory of the game and coming back hopefully the following day.
All right, so as we go along, people want to get Rhino gear. How are they going to be able to do that?
Yeah, so that's going to be available very soon on our website. We have t-shirts available right now. We're going to be adding to the line of items this month. GoRhinosGo.com is going to be your new source for everything and everything, anything and everything.
So GoRhinosGo.com is the website. And you got a Facebook page, too.
We do. Yeah, you can find us on social media, Texarkana Rhinos. So social media, we're Texarkana Rhinos, and the website, once more, GoRhinosGo. Yeah, gets people excited, gets them fired up, all about cheering on our Rhinos and cheering on something that's really going to enhance the city and community of Texarkana, because that's what this is all about, brightening the appeal and creating a new thing to do, the thing to do.
The place to be this summer is going to be at Spring Lake Park at George Dobson Field. I know that the players are coming in from you know, the area, the region, across the country, whatever, are they going to need what I call host families or anything like that to help them with their expenses and things like that? Is that open for possibility?
That is, uh-huh. Yeah. So these guys, a lot of them are going to be 19 to 22 years old. And if you got an extra bed, please contact us. We are looking for a few host families, and that really adds to their experience, adds to the experience that Texarkana sees of this team. We're bringing in guys that are great character, that are extremely driven, especially for the game of baseball. Mm-hmm. They're going to be playing a lot of baseball games this summer.
Right. But they're not going to be hanging out at your house all day long. But, I mean, they need someplace to lay their head, a place that they can have meals and just a safe place to stay and not have to spend, you know, obviously they can't spend the money to rent and things like that. They need places. They need places.
They do. Yeah. And if you're supporting us significantly by doing so, mm-hmm. and you will get rewarded. There's season tickets included. There's other perks. Yeah. Yeah. So we will, you'll be taken care of as a host family, and we do have a need for a few more.
Well, good. Now, how do they get a hold of you if they are interested in maybe being a host family? What do they need to do on that ledger?
Yeah, they can go to GoRhinosGo.com. They can contact us on our social media pages. Contact us via the social media page or website. I will get in touch with you, and I'll get them in touch with our host family coordinator. Her name is Deanna O'Malley. She's wonderful in the community. So we, between Deanna and I, will get you to the right place.
All right. What about, do you need any volunteers to help out on game nights, or is there any, like, positions that people can get a job and be in the concession stand or what? I mean, do you have anything like that?
Yeah.
Or need for that?
Yeah. They can go to our website, mm-hmm. go to the employment tab. We are hiring for seasonal positions. And of course, always open to volunteers.
Yeah, if you want to help out.
Yeah. If you want to be a part of this team in some way, we would love to have you. And of course, it would be the most fun job you've ever had.
That's right.
I encourage them to do so. Of course, we'll accept help, mm-hmm. and it will be greatly appreciated.
All right. We're going to hold you over through the top of the hour because we're going to kind of wrap it up, as they say, put a bow on it, go back over how they can get tickets, when it all starts and everything. And we'll get you to play a game as well, because we play a game with our guests.
Oh.
It's not a game of baseball, but it's a game.
Thanks. Happy to do it.
All right. More of the Best of Most Country continues as we roll through a Friday Eve Thursday here on The Pig. That's a classic from Alabama, Close Enough to Perfect on The Pig at 103.9 and mypigradio.com. And this hour, we're going to get an interesting take from Jeff Foxworthy. We'll make you smarter. We'll have a stupid story, sometimes stupid criminal story, and a good news story to round out and wrap up the morning show. But right now, we're going to round out and wrap up our talk. David Guest of the Texarkana Rhinos Mid-America League, the new baseball team that's coming to Texarkana this summer. Going to begin around Memorial Day. They're going to play 30 home games throughout the summer, and then they're going to be on the road too. But it's going to be a fun, great experience that we'll go back over again here in just a minute with the baseball team and all the family activities that are going to go on each night they're at home playing. But we're going to play our game, and our game today, I bet you'll be all right, but you're a little young.
Give me a shot.
You're a little young. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 26.
Okay, you're 26. He's a little young, but this is called Classic Edition Slogan Off. These are classic commercials that you've seen that were on TV, and these are the slogans. I'll give you the slogan. You give me the company name or the product.
Oh, boy.
But these aren't that tough, really.
Okay.
Okay, these aren't that tough. The King of Beers. The King of Beers, famous American beer.
Coors Light.
Budweiser.
Budweiser, yeah. All right.
This is tough for him because he's not that old. Have It Your Way, and that is a slogan for a famous hamburger.
Burger King.
Yes!
That stayed the same.
That stayed the same. It's still Have It Your Way. Breakfast of Champions. That is a famous old plain cereal.
Corn Flakes. Wheaties.
Wheaties.
There you go.
Wheaties.
Why'd I say corn flakes?
I don't know. They kind of, they're close. Yeah. In the same.
I think that was the first cereal I ever had, and that was early 2000s.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess they still do. They used to put the famous sports stars on the boxes of the Wheaties or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and tell you, this obviously is an airline. Fly the friendly skies of blank, and it is a... And it's the airplane company. I guess they're still around. I really don't know.
Virgin Mobile.
United Airlines. Fly the friendly skies of United. And finally, quality never goes out of style. I'll give you a hint because I don't know. I've been around a long time and I don't know this one. Quality never goes out of style. It is a brand of blue jeans.
Lee Wrangler.
How about... How about the other?
Levi's.
Levi's.
There you go.
It was either going to be Levi's or Wranglers. So, hey, you did all right for Classic Edition.
Thanks.
And being just 26 years old. So he did all right on our game. Thanks for playing our game.
Oh, thank you.
All right. If you would, once again, kind of go over the Texarkana Rhinos in a nutshell, what it's about, when you're going to start, how people can get tickets, and, of course, the fun that everybody's going to have when they come out.
Of course.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
The floor is yours, as they say.
This is, leagues like the Mid-America League are on the East Coast or on the West Coast. There is a lack in this part of America. Mm-hmm. So this is really filling a void. So that's, of course, our league. Now, this team is, I told you, is made up of top college players in the nation. The league ownership in the Mid-America League spans four times as long as I've been alive and has connections throughout the United States to coaches and programs. So we've had no shortage of interest in playing for this team and in this league. It's just a matter of finding the right guys. Now, as I mentioned, countdown. I want everybody counting like I am. 29 more days until opening day here at George Dobson Field, May 31st, 7:05 p.m. We're hosting the Fort Smith Marshals, so they're enemy number one.
Yeah.
Here to start 1-0 in Texarkana.
I'm going to have something with this radio guy I know up in Fort Smith. We might have some kind of bet going on.
Oh, there you go.
Well, he's all about the Marshals, and I'm like, oh, no, man, they ain't going to win down here.
So we'll have John and that Fort Smith radio guy dueling it out in between innings on opening day. So if that doesn't get you to the no, but it will be a fireworks night. We're working on further promotions to perfect that opening day weekend. So follow us on social media at Texarkana Rhinos. Go to GoRhinosGo.com. That's going to be your new best friend. And
go ahead and get your season tickets ahead of time at the website. Right?
Get your season tickets at our website. If you're looking to schedule a group outing, we would love to have you and your company out. Mm-hmm. Great team morale builder.
Also a great place to have a birthday party for a kid.
Great place to have a birthday party. We have a birthday party tab on our website. Yeah. Encourage you to come out and experience what the Texarkana Rhinos are, because I guarantee you, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to want to come back.
They're going to have so much fun going on. Like I said, you may keep up with the score on the game, but you're going to be having so much fun between innings and all the fun and family fun that it's going to be an overall experience. So check them out. How many days and counting?
29 days.
All right. They're going to play like 30 home games during the summer, so be a part of it. Thank you so much for coming in, spending a little time with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. Really excited to be here and looking forward to what's to come here in Texarkana.
All right. Go Rhinos, go!
Go Rhinos, go.
There you go.